The news read by Prashant Kumar Sinha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of major infrastructure and industrial development projects worth over 18,530 crore rupees in Assam. Addressing people at Mangal Doi in Darang district, the Prime Minister said, India is the fastest growing country in the world and Assam has become one of the fastest growing states in the country. Mr. Modi said the country is moving ahead unitedly to build a developed India, and the Northeast has a very big role in the achievement of this resolution.
सरकार और असम वासियों के साझा प्रयासों से आज भारत दुनिया का सबसे तेजी से ग्रो करने वाला देश है. वही असम भी देश के सबसे तेजी से ग्रो करने वाले राज्यों में एक बन गया है. एक समय था जब असम विकास में पिछड़ा हुआ था, देश के साथ कदम ताल नहीं कर पा रहा था, लेकिन आज असम करीब करीब 13% की ग्रोथ रेट से आगे बढ़ रहा है.
The Prime Minister said 25 years of this century have passed and the remaining part belongs to the global east and northeast of the country. The Prime Minister said his government has been focusing a lot on connectivity in the northeast, as fast connectivity is very important for the rapid development of any region. Mr. Modi also urged people to be brand ambassadors of vocal for local and to take pride in Swadeshi products. The Prime Minister said there are conspiracies to change the demography of border areas through infiltrators. Mr. Modi said it is a huge threat to national security. He said, therefore, a demography mission is now being started in the country. Later, Prime Minister also inaugurated Assam Bioethanol Private Limited at Numaligarh Refinery Plant at Golaghat, aimed at promoting clean energy and reducing dependence on fossil fuels. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla inaugurated a two-day national conference of Parliamentary and Legislative Committee on Empowerment of Women in Tirupati city of Andhra Pradesh today. He also inaugurated an exhibition and released a souvenir on the occasion. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Birla stressed that the nation's progress is possible only with the equal participation of women. He said several opportunities have been created to support women's development. The Speaker highlighted that a law ensuring 33% reservation for women in legislatures has already been enacted. U.S. President Donald Trump has urged all NATO countries to join in and stop buying Russian oil, as he threatened 50 to 100% tariffs on China because of its ties with Russia, saying the tariffs would be lifted once the Ukraine war ends. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Greer released a statement calling on partner nations to enact tariffs if they were truly committed to ending the Ukraine war. In Hong Kong Open Badminton, India's hope in the men's doubles shattered as star duo Sattvik Sairaj Rankireddy and Chirag Shetty went down to Chinese duo of Liang Weikeng and Wong Chang, 21-19, 14-21, 17-21, in the final today. India's hopes are still alive in the men's singles, as Lakshya Sen is set to take on Li Shifeng of China in the final this evening. Lakshya defeated Chao Tien Chen of Chinese Taipei in the semi-finals yesterday. In men's cricket, India will lock horns with Pakistan in a Group A clash of the ongoing T20 Asia Cup tournament in Dubai this evening. The match will begin at 8 p.m. in Indian Standard Time. In hockey, India will take on host China in the title clash of the Women's Asia Cup in Hangzhou this evening. The match will start at 5:30 p.m. Indian Time. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Bihar, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Goa and Sikkim for today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.